Do we really need them? Yes, we do.
I say no.
You don't need numbers?
No numbers required.
All right, let me just ask you something very simple.
Yeah.
You're taking a test in school. You get a 98. You get a 52. You don't care?
Pass, fail.
How much gas is in your car, Jed?
I wait for the light to come on.
Well, suppose you want to call me and you can't remember my phone number.
Two words.
What?
Speed dial.
How many words? Numbers.
Next time on Radiolab.
Saturday morning at 10.
In today's backyard quiz, we're thinking about a strategy board game that had its origins in pre-contact Hawaii. Because it's played on a flat surface and involves pieces leaping over one another, it's often compared to checkers and even leapfrog. Unlike those games, though, players must leap over their opponents at right angles. Diagonal moves are forbidden. To win, a player must capture an opponent's piece on every turn. The first to come up short is the loser. Originally, it wasn't a board game. It was played on a large carved rock that doubled as both board and table. The game pieces were small pieces of white coral and black lava. And if you hurry down to the Kilauea Visitor Center on Hawaii Island, they're offering free instruction in Konane right now. You've got about 10 minutes. And that's the name we were looking for, Konane.
Warren Hayes called us from Kahului, Maui, and knew the answer, and will be receiving a prize. Thank you so much for calling in for the backyard quiz. And if you've got a backyard quiz question, you can always send it in to talkback at hawaiipublicradio.org.
Support for the backyard quiz comes from Achieve 3000, a literacy program used by Hawaii students in grades 2 through 12, offering home edition with parent support in 19 languages. Achieve3000.com.
Hawaii retirees who find themselves at loose ends have found any number of ways to ignite that creative spark by doing things they'd always wanted to do in the company of like-minded people. That would describe the members of the Hawaii Harmonica Society, which has two different bands on Oahu. Longtime society member Al Kaupuiki spoke with us about the appeal of playing the harmonica and of playing in an ensemble.
Well, I started as I was a child. I wanted to play the harmonica. I had a harmonica when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
I never learned it real well. And when I retired, I sat in on the harmonica concert. I think it was the 13th. And that's when I said, I'm going to attend the classes.
That's 7 years ago, the Hawaii Harmonica Society.
Right. It's,
uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a, let's see, the Hawaii Harmonica Society, and it's two groups. And we have the 21 Reed Harmonica Group in Mililani, and then we have the Small World Harmonica Band at the Beartania Community Park
uh-huh.
Recreation. And we meet once a week, and the other band meets once a week, too.
Well, what was the appeal?
Well, I liked the instrument was small. It was easy to carry. Uh-huh. I wasn't worried about it getting stolen, just put it in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
And the other thing, I thought it was easy to learn. Well, a lot easier than a lot of other instruments.
Was it?
I think it is. I played ukulele, too, and I've tried the tonet and a couple other instruments, but I like the harmonica.
Uh-huh.
It's relaxing.
It's become a kind of a social thing as well, hasn't it?
It sure has. It's a social and it's a healthier instrument to play because we have some of the members that have problems with their air breathing, so they come in and they practice, and that helps develop their hearts
uh-huh.
and their breathing.
What kind of music do you play?
I like all of it. I like the Hawaiian, the Asian, the European, Mexican. I like all the music. When you play that harmonica, it just sounds a lot better. I enjoy it more than when I'm just listening to it.
How large is the when you're playing as part of a large ensemble, right?
Correct. We have a large group, and then we have different parts that we can play if we have a very large group, and then we usually start off with just the melody. And then we start going into part two, part three, and then dividing the group into those parts. And then it sounds like a real band.
So what you're looking at is kind of finding out how music works, right? You start with a melody, and then you might find different ways to accompany the melody as you break up into sections.
That's correct.
Good fun, yeah?
It's a lot of fun.
How many people when you get together?
When I first joined our group, we had 15 of us, and then half of us stayed. And then now our group is 41, 43, about that many. We have another group that just came. We had 27 in this last new group, but we're down to 12 now.
Uh-huh.
So total in a small world harmonica band, we have about 40, less than 50.
What was the other band's 21 reed?
Yes,
is that a type of harmonica?
No, it's the same. It is a tremolo harmonica that we play. It's 21 holes on the top, 21 holes on the bottom, and a quarter note off. And then we usually play with the C and the C sharp. And with those two harmonicas, we can play any song there is.
Uh-huh.
Which is very enjoyable.
And that what does that tremolo effect do? It's kind
it
of
gives you a little wobble. Wobbling, and it gives you a little reverberation.
Like a little sort of between a couple of pitches, it sounds like.
Yeah, it does. It's very good. And it adds more to the harmonica than to play the regular single hole.
You started from scratch.
Yes, I did.
When you joined up. So that would, I would think, encourage other people, maybe retirees, to do the same, yeah?
I think it's a good, what I did when I retired is I cleaned the house up, did all the painting and everything, and then I got right into now it's my time.
Uh-huh.
So I said, now I'm going to do what I'd like to do, and I said, harmonica is one.
Uh-huh.
And I put that priority up on top. And so I've been doing it sort of the last 5 years. And I like to play under the tree in the backyard. And
Do your fellow members of the society tell you much the same thing, that they, you know, were sort of at loose ends when they reached retirement age and decided it was time to take up something like this?
That's true. We have a variety. We have from 60 to 80-something age. Our members are a variety from 60 to 80.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the middle, so.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still enjoying it.
I would imagine so, yeah. Some of the tunes that you play, give me some examples, if you would.
Well, we play like Brazil, we did Not Too Long Ago. Then we did a couple Oriental songs. Filipino song is a Tiki Tik. And then American songs like Over the Rainbow.
Uh-huh.
Songs like that.
Where do you find the music for these things, Al?
Well, we have a repertoire of about 500 songs that we have.
Yikes.
And then we've learned from the bottom and we uh-huh. advance up.
Is there a kind of a national movement of groups like this where you can share music and find out what people in other towns are doing?
Not that I know of, but I guess you could Google that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you just found out, what, word of mouth locally about this, huh?
That's right. I had no idea they were around. So when I sat in on the concert and I enjoyed it, my wife and I both joined.
Uh-huh.
But after about a year or two, she left and I stayed.
So this looks like what I'm thinking of is that this really could present some opportunities for other people to kind of find a new vocation in their retirement years, yeah?
I agree. And it's a healthy one.
Albert Kaupuiki is a 5-year member of the Hawaii Harmonica Society, which presents its 20th annual harmonica recital and concert Saturday, June 3rd at the Mission Memorial Hall Auditorium on the City Hall grounds in downtown Honolulu. The show will include performances by the Hawaii Reed 21 Harmonica Band and the Small World Harmonica Band. It's free and open to the public, and you can get details on our Facebook page, The Conversation.